Hello, welcome and welcome back to the Wave Ride Podcast. My name is Tara Nicole and I'll be your host for this episode. Life's a wave. Let's ride it together.
Hey.
So today I have two wonderful guests here with me on set. You've probably seen them in previous episodes, but they're my guests for this episode. So let them reintroduce themselves kindly.
Hi. So my name is Bernice Namulekwa Barasa.
Come again. Sorry.
Bernice Namulekwa.
I like that one.
Barasa. And I am a social media manager and content creator and a poet.
I am sexy. But you can call me Andre.
Okay. Just one name.
Niko na jina tano.
Same as Ote. We have the time.
Andre Ayila Owano. Wonomodo Jakakelo.
Ah, Jakakelo.
What? Ni uzuri ya DC wona olewa. Ndiko unaongeziwa jina. My God. Hey, okay. Anyway, so we have an interesting topic today.
Mm-hmm.
5-year plan. Plan or wing it? Are you a planner or are you a winger? That's the question. So, I have one bombarding question for you guys.
Hit us.
Prep you for this.
You didn't.
Yeah. So.
Bombastic side eye. Criminal offense side eye.
I'm sorry, but I had to find you off guard.
Fair enough.
So, where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years?
Venice, please start.
It's 2023.
So
moving forward, it's 2028.
Okay.
March 11th.
Damn.
Where do you see bunnies?
Down to specifics. Okay, so March 28th, 2028. I am a CEO of a digital marketing agency.
Oh, wow.
I have published around 3 poetry collections. I have a Jeep.
Ooh, me too.
Yes.
Na kama napenda fuel guzzlers. Lakini endelea tu. Maintenance pia ni shida, but go on. Just go. Y'all don't know that shit yet, but go on.
Okay. Possibly in a prospective relationship that leads to marriage. Mm-hmm. And happy and joyful. Yeah.
I like that last part.
Yeah.
Andre.
Oh my days.
Andre with the 5 names.
Yeah.
No, honestly, this is a question I even hate being asked during interviews. Because the answer that I give during interviews isn't what that actually goes on in my head, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So here
you go. Because when you ask me, where do you see yourself in 5 years, I just think, one thing that you're trying to assume by that question is, you're trying to define me in 5 years. You're trying to like set in stone what Andre will be in 5 years. So that negates the probability for change. You get? Because honestly, the person you are right now is not the person you were yesterday. It's not the person you were last month. It's not the person you were 3 months ago. Like, you keep on learning new things. You keep on being better. You keep on knowing that you do not know. So you find ways to know. How will I put this in English that will make sense? Like, you're never right. You just know better than before. So like, as you go forward, you just know better than before.
Yeah.
So like, at this point, I would say in five years, I would want to, I don't know, have created a startup. I would want that startup to be multinational or even global. I will want my startup to be a unicorn, like to have sales like over the roof. And like, that makes sense. Like, it's very good to be optimistic. It's very good to have a goal set in mind.
That's true though. That's true.
It's just that life doesn't happen the way you plan it, as I have known with my small years in adulting. So
looks like she has something.
I do.
She does.
So like, you know, yes, that's where I want to be 5 years from now, as me today, as I am now, and it's not set in stone anywhere. So as I move through life, some of those things may change mm-hmm. and become better. Yeah. And also, like, we accommodate that, we plan and then life happens. So if life has better plans for me, I will go. I will not stay. No, this is what I want. This is where I'm going. So as much as you say that you're always changing, yes, it's fine. But is it so bad to dream and hope and desire?
No, it's not bad to dream or hope. Just my question is, if life happens, is your dream going to change along with life? Because you already have your set in stone, a dream you
it's
want.
It's not set
to,
in stone.
You want to be a CEO of a marketing firm. So, like, when life starts beating your ass, it's not that I'm telling you to, like, not dream. It's just, do you think that your dream might change at some point in time?
Yeah.
And
sure.
How will you handle
I have a
that?
Question for both of you guys.
Yeah.
Do you feel planning and winging, are they mutually exclusive?
No.
Honestly, they aren't.
Yeah.
Now, you'll make a plan. Uh-huh. Your goal is to get there. Now, there's two types of people. Uh-huh. There's someone who'll say, I'll do this and this and this and this and this until I get there. They will be stressed all through until the end. Then there's someone who'll say, I want to get there. And however way they get there, they have no fucking idea. I'd say it's how I cleared uni. I got into uni thinking, yo, I want to get this degree. How am I going to get it? I have no clue. Nika pita na kusoma and a little bit of sherehe. Well, a lot of sherehe.
So a little
bit of studying, a lot of sherehe, a lot of stressing about things that I should not have been stressing about.
Yeah.
So like I didn't know how the journey would be. I just knew my destination. And like that's my take on, should I say life? Like, life is about the destination. The journey, not the destination.
Yeah. So Tara, I feel like you wanted to tell us something in terms of the intermarriage of winging it and
I was gonna say is, doesn't mean that you have to go 100% at winging it.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm a planner.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a winger in the sense that I feel like from the age of 17 to 21, I planned and planned and planned.
Mm-hmm.
And like, of all the, like, if you could go back through my journals then and now, that girl was way more ambitious than me now. And that's a sad thing to say. Mm. Yeah, but it's because I learned you can't just like wish things into existence. You actually have to go out there and
work
do the work.
For
ground, we're need different. You're saying by this yet in Ufala.
Yeah.
And like, I actually feel like if you want anything, if anything is worth having, you have to work for it.
Yeah.
So my point was, I'm a planner.
Mm-hmm.
But if life throws a curveball, I'll run with it. I won't just sit back and be like, oh,
yeah,
this happened, so my whole life has been a lie. Let me just sit here and cry.
Mm.
Yeah, as in plan, but wing. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Could I add on to what you've said?
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Even going forward, say, like, how I've lived my life now. The easiest way to explain this would be through like my work experience, yeah? So at my job, my boss says, yo, bro, we're supposed to do this. So you're the head of these interns, like, make a plan for how we're going to do this. So I make a plan for all of it, and 9 out of 10, not everything is going to go according to plan.
Yeah.
Like
that's
fact. So now, like, you have to find like a balance in between making a plan, executing the plan, and expecting the plan to fail, but also finding ways to mitigate if the plan does fail.
Yeah.
That's why, like, if you have a business course or something, you'll have, I don't know, risk management or something. That's why we have insurances. That's why we have, because you, like, insurance is basically the easiest way. You plan to live to maybe your life expectancy of 65. Well,
sure.
65. Let me just say 65. Yeah, one woman is 45. Yeah, my name is 65 or 75, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, you plan to live to that ripe old age,
yeah,
of whatever age it is, but shit might happen.
Yeah.
Maybe you drink, maybe you're a smoker, maybe you get into an accident, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, you need to find ways to mitigate that shit. So, yeah, like, I honestly don't think that having a plan and winging it are mutually exclusive.
Okay, though, yeah, that, exactly.
Though that's
exactly
also dependent. There's people who are just winging it, just to wing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that's
yeah.
A problem.
Those
it's
are
not
bro.
A problem.
That's a... Okay.
Imagine,
me,
it depends.
Mm. Let me get personal. Mm.
Yes.
Hey, please do, Karibu. Please do.
It's a safe space.
Yeah. Like, some people may feel attacked, but, like, to me, honestly,
thank you.
Anybody who wakes up every morning will never get anywhere.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Anybody who wakes up every morning winging life will never get anywhere.
Okay.
That's, yeah, because for me, if you haven't pictured something in your mind, there's no way it can come to fruition.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, so if you wake up kila subuhi, oh, watch any bet. Ati asenali walipigwa ngapi? Nah, that for me ain't gonna work. Mm. Yeah, and I'm sorry, Otto Arsenali.
Shots have been fired.
Yeah,
they have been fired.
Nah, the thing is, we're still top of the table.
Well,
so,
for now,
shoot the
for
shots.
Now, after how many years?
What do you
moving on swiftly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse cup. My energy drink.
Poleni, kanya mjaishika. So.
Yo,
yeah, but
fair
like,
enough.
Point is, Adi, these football teams that we're watching kila siku, because I know you follow those guys even on IG, Twitter. If you look at their lives, somebody like Cristiano, he's a planner.
Yeah.
There's nothing that guy does by mistake.
Mm.
I'm sure he plans all his posts. He plans all his workouts. He plans all his meals. Like, and that's what has gotten him to where he is.
Yeah. He even planned how his kids are going to get into football.
Yeah, they've already started.
Like Cristiano Ronaldo Jr. was in Real Madrid, like the kids team.
Junior
so,
league.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my point. I believe like there's a fine line between being a planner and completely letting go of anything you feel will confine you to a particular path.
Yeah.
And deciding to just wing it.
Mm.
And that's where I have a problem with it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
First of all, I was just gonna say, okay. Take away point from all this is if you have something to achieve, is just break it down into small goals that you can like chew on slowly.
Yeah.
Because if you're given like a whole bunch of hay, there's no way you can
Uta
chew.
Utachoka, I'm saying.
Ati
mi nafani fanye yote.
I know.
Mimi mtoto wa Magdalene, how?
Nika kupostpone ile assignment alafu inakupata.
Deadline.
2 days to deadline. Na uko hapo like, wacha ni msidoze. Nitaifanya, nitachukua energy drink na coffees. Yeah, that never works.
And story za jaba.
Yeah, it's only story za jaba si wongo. And like, I've experienced it firsthand, so I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, ulikuwa last minute assignment? Mtoa last minute
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Now, nearly graduate. Thank God. I have a God.
Thanks.
Yeah. Otherwise, ingekuwa up to me. Yeah. It ain't gonna happen. But like, I didn't plan for my uni life.
Yeah.
And it's because to a certain degree I'd given up on planning. But like, I do believe in the art of planning. It helps. Yeah.
I think it's more about the intention of the planning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I say? So you want to be a CEO in 5 years. Yeah. What are you doing now to be that CEO?
Exactly.
Who are you relating with? Where is your time going? And things like that. That's why I disagree with Andre to some extent, where, okay, life will find me on my path to being a better person.
Yeah.
And take me to another route.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
But now if I say, apana, life will happen either way. It will happen the way it happens.
Man.
I feel like that's becoming a victim of your circumstances as opposed to acknowledging the power you have in what happens, not what happens to you, but your experiences.
Now, fun fact, I hadn't finished what I was trying to say to begin with.
There's how I
see things, and there's how I do things, if I'm being honest. Because if I'm being honest, if I thought life will find me the way it would find me, I wouldn't have applied for jobs. I wouldn't have done shit. I'd just be thinking, you know what? I'm going to get this job either way, either or. Like, I'm not saying it's bad to have a plan. What I meant was, it is very good to have a plan. It's very good to have a goal. Because let me put it in words of like how men would understand this. We derive, should I say, happiness from a reason of being. Like, as long as a man has a reason to try, you can be suffering through any fucking bit of shit, but you'll be okay.
Yeah, you will.
Because, you know, like, you'll get your dopamines from somewhere. You'll complete your tasks from somewhere. You'll feel like you're important from doing something. So, how I live my life is, I do things that make me happy, but they still have to be along some certain plan. Because at the end of it all, I'm not a hippie. I'm a Gen Z. Hippies in the when they were like, yo, we can buy a VW, a VW combi,
sleep in it,
stone in it, just travel and all
live
that.
Life.
Yo, we're living in a world where the economy is crumbling. We're living through a depression.
Yeah, definitely.
The dollar is now 138 bob, if I'm not wrong.
128, yeah. It's like the pound.
120, no, yeah. 138.
By June it will be 150.
Okay, then that's the projection from banks, because I talked to a lot of bankers.
But banks definitely they give it a higher value. But like on the net, on Google.
But fair enough. But yeah, it's growing closer to that. So I honestly don't have time to go on road trips, and I have no source of income. Like, you get.
Yeah.
So like I believe in having a plan, or maybe having an end goal.
Yeah.
And trying your best to get to that end goal. But if shit doesn't go your way, like, don't beat yourself too much about it, because, you know, shit happens.
Yes.
It's not a Lego tower you're building. Like,
one step at a time.
Yeah, exactly. One day at a time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But like, when I talk of planning, I mean, I don't take, it's never that serious, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are people who go out and kill themselves because they think like, my plan is not working.
Yeah.
This is just,
I'm a complete failure.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be alive.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's never that serious. Like, for anybody watching this, if your plan doesn't go according to what you think it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People don't take it. Yeah. Be flexible enough to take on life's curveballs and run with them, because nothing will ever go exactly according to plan. I'm sure coaches have like exact plans of how they expect a game to go.
Sorry, what? Who? What?
Coaches, like sports coaches.
Oh! I heard.
No, no, don't tell us. Okay, tell us.
I heard coaches.
Come on, Michael Kiwa, that's your problem.
I thought you were trying to talk about.
We are focused here.
I thought you were trying to talk about cycles.
Are you on
Dry
Spell?
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Next question. I've just arrived.
Yeah, but they have like plans and how they expect a game to go. But like, are you trying to tell me when Manu was beaten 7-0?
And that was not in the plan.
By Liverpool.
Never.
That was Eric Ten Hag's plan. No, bringing it. 7-0. Oh,
7.
My God.
Now, honestly, like, honestly, as an Arsenal fan, I am just glad.
Please behave.
I am just glad that we have a retort now to when you guys send us screenshots of 8-2.
Well,
see, tuli chapo 8-2, nye mli chapo 7-0. Heri sisi tulikuwa na ya macho. Nye mli chora saba, bro. As in, what?
Total surrender.
And you had who? Anaitwa jina Flashford. Stories are jam.
Easy me to see what happened.
Yeah?
But, you see, that's exactly what life does. Like, sometimes it's the wrong hole.
Yeah.
And you gotta get up and move on. Kwa sababu ukishinda hapo,
and find your right hole.
Utadu. But like, bend over.
People find your right hole.
Yeah. But like, my point is, you fail, but you fail forward.
always. Wow, wonderful. Every yeah. repeat, rewind, never. Rewind.
If you fail, fail forward. Fail forward. Yeah. Fail forward. Yeah. Yeah. I said it.
What do you mean?
Like, if you fail, usiwahi kubali kuanguka ukiruka umerudi nyuma. Unaanguka ukianguka
nyuma.
Yeah. Mbele.
But so, can I try to explain that point?
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, like, failing forward is you do something, yeah? You've given your all, nini nini. Then it becomes an L, yeah? So, you take that L as a lesson. You take the L as a lesson, yeah, and like when you move to the next level, you are better because of the L, and even the challenges you'll face after the L are better because you're a better person.
And you can refer to your lessons.
Exactly, they make you a better person. They will. It's not. It will not become a J. Yes.
Okay, talking about this from should I say an optimistic point of view or something? First of all, sidebar, I am an Arsenal fan, so I'm not rooting for United at any one point.
Noted. Sir. Noted.
But anyway. Like, the thing is, they will learn from their mistakes. They will find ways to better their defense. They will find ways to score more goals and even better goals. So, like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Like, bro,
yeah.
Life is always going to beat your fucking ass.
Yeah.
You're supposed to just
learn.
No, you're supposed to wake up and keep going. That sounds nasty.
Actually, but still.
Stop.
You're supposed to wake up and keep going. Because life, I swear to God, is just going to keep giving you L's.
Wait, what do you think about Johnny Walker, the brand, though? You think this will just woke up and were like, keep walking, Johnny?
By the way.
For real. That guy was onto something. Okay.
There's one thing I would want to know. What country it's from?
Britain. UK.
If it's from UK, I want to know if it's from Ireland. Because in Ireland's history, they had a 300-year gap after they invented whiskey. Like, they never invented anything else after they invented whiskey. Yo, bro, tukona pombe. We need nothing else. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And like, there's the stereotype about like people from Ireland just being drunk as shit. There was that episode from Family Guy when they went to Ireland and they landed to the airport. Ilikuwa imejaa tu machupa za pombe. So yeah.
Yeah. Wait. But what was the point of that?
Yeah.
They keep walking.
Yeah. Like, okay. I also want to know. Like, oh, that's, yeah.
So we all
yeah. like,
know.
I do, okay. Keep walking. Yeah. Like, don't KO. Just
no,
keep
no,
drinking.
No.
Or is it like, just keep walking? Like, just keep going with life. I'm not so sure.
So for me, I think it was more like, don't give up. Mm. Like, kata ka unataka kukata. Ya leo. Kesho amka niendelee kutembea. Because hakuna mtu mwenye atakuja kusaidia kusimama.
Let me say this. That's my days.
Go ahead.
Nobody. Nobody is coming to save you.
Yeah. No, true.
At the end of the day, nobody is coming
true.
To save you. So. Yeah.
Save yourself.
Yeah.
Be your own superwoman.
Always.
Superwoman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gender equity.
National Women's Month.
Now that.
Up in here.
Now that goes against the song that was the intro for Smallville by Remy. Was it called Remy Zero, the band? Somebody say.
Yeah.
It doesn't
work like that.
Yeah, I know it's horrible.
Hey.
But like, no one's gonna come and save you. So.
Yeah.
Life hits you. Okay, can I use a Beyonce quote?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hit us.
So that icon was like, baby girl, if you gotta cry, cry for the day. But when you wake up tomorrow, straighten your crown and continue as the queen you are.
Period.
And this, I'm sorry, this does not only apply to queens.
That applies
yeah.
to women
applies
only.
It applies to kings
No,
too.
That applies to women only.
No. Why?
I will tell you why. Just finish what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Finish what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Like, cry today, but tomorrow continue on your path. Just because something bad happened doesn't mean that that's your life. It was just one bad day, not a bad life.
Yes, a bad day doesn't make a bad life.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so now, I'd say this for men. Well, is this going to be a long story? No, I doubt it is.
No, it should. Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, men have been conditioned to, like, just deal with, take shit, deal with it, move forward, yeah? So when you guys tell us to, I don't know, be in touch with our emotions, that's honestly kidogo weird for us, because when y'all are going through shock week and you're being, in quotes, bitches, that's when your bodies are flooded with the hormones that men have 24/7. So like, us, we're, honestly, us, we're good. Like, we have no problem with dealing shit. If we do, we'll just find a distraction and keep on going.
Yeah.
But because for men, happiness for us, for a lot of men, or let me talk personally, though this is something that's also scientifically proven kidogo,
mm-hmm.
It's as long as a man is not feeling useless, you know, he's fine, like he's good, he's amazing. It's like, there's a story about something in the 1950s that was going on in the 1940s. There were a couple of guys who were in a coma in a hospital, and the hospital started burning down. These guys woke up to start just chugging water onto the flames to turn it out. Like, and then they'd been on a coma for months.
Are you serious?
No, like, men, we'd, our bare minimum, we just want something to do, to be useful. Like, even if it's not to, like, other people, like, at least to ourselves.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, so, like, y'all want to be happy and doing all that shit. I will say men.
I disagree, though.
Same. Everyone needs purpose.
Yeah. There's a quote I read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. If you haven't read the book, please do. It's a wonderful book. Very insightful.
What was the name? So,
Robin Sharma.
Jaka.
Tricky.
I got you.
Anyway, the quote was, a man can only achieve happiness through achievement.
Whoa.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
And by man, I don't mean man only. I mean like man, like in the Bible, meaning women too. Yeah. But like, you can only find happiness through achievement.
Yeah.
If you lay in bed every day, trust me, I've tried.
Same. You'll
be miserable.
Yeah,
same.
That's been my life for a couple of months now. So yeah. And I totally get
that.
So,
jitume, jipange, put yourself out there, yeah. And just do something.
Ata kama unaingia aim global. Ingia aim global. What is your purpose zako? But ingia aim global. Like, do
you'll
all of that
something.
Dumb shit.
Yeah. You'll always learn something.
Tokia wa kuone.
At least, yeah. Mm. But anyway, I feel like, is there anything else
there was that Kiwi advert. Okay.
But personally, my reference was to Tokea by Ethan Muziki and Brandy Minor. It's a really good song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tokea Wakuone. Tokea.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. We'll link it in the bio.
Woo!
Okay, so this has been a very insightful talk.
Yeah,
thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, anytime. We'll have you guys back.
Woo!
So please do subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't yet. We are so glad to have you here. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.